How about the kind that live just only on the land, never goes in the water?
Well, I don't know. Is there that kind? I don't know where there is that kind.
I don't know either, but I've got it down here, a terrapin. You ever say
terrapin? Well, it could be. Now, you don't see them in this country, but I know I was lived in Missouri a few years, and I was plowing, fall plowing one fall. Well, you see them crawling around there. They're not near as big. They've got a hard shell. They're not, probably 4 or 5 inches. And I don't know whether they live in the water or not.
I kind of
call them turtles, old ground turtles.
Land turtles?
Land turtles, yeah.
The kind of tree, it's a plane tree, a sick, you ever hear of a sick tree? I'm not going to say the whole thing, I want you to finish it. Sick?
A sick tree?
No, it's called the name of the tree is a sycam.
Oh, a sycamore? Oh yeah, a sycamore. They go mostly along the river banks, but they're beginning to plant them in the yards. They make very nice shade trees.
The kind of tree that it would be nice to have around and with the fruit on it on George Washington's birthday.
Well, that'd be a cherry tree, I guess.
The kind of stuff to stay away from that grows on the ground and has
leaves. Oh, like poison ivy. Or poison wood, or poison oak grows on the trees, poison ivy.
Oak grows on trees.
Poison oak, I think, follows up the tree, goes up the tree. But then they're both of them are bad. They'll both give you this.
Yep,
that deal is mixed up with it.
Another thing that grows about in a bush about 6 feet high, it has a beautiful red cone on the fall. That's
a shoemaker, I would call it.
And a couple kinds of strawberries.
Well,
a couple kinds of berries, I would say.
Berries, you have the raspberry and the strawberry, blackberry, dewberry. They're all berries, but they're a little different. Dewberry,
what's that?
Dewberry?
Uh-huh.
Well, a dewberry is likes to grow on the ground mostly. You've got to put up a fence for it to grow.
It's shaped like a blackberry.
It's bigger. It's bigger than a blackberry. It's an awful good berry. You have a lot of them growing in Michigan, dewberries.
Now, if you ate a berry and you immediately got sick, you might say that the berry must be
poison berry. Well, I wouldn't know.
We say the berry must be poison.
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 Poisonous berry.
Okay, and you get maple syrup from maple trees. What kind?
A hard maple.
And the maple trees grow in a maple grove? Or?
Well, the hard maple, yeah, they grow you can have them growing in your yard too, but I guess in Vermont and places like that, they grow some timbers. Well, they have them here too. They grow hard maple groves in timber.
Okay. If somebody asks you to do something and you don't know whether your wife wants you to or not, you say to the man, well, I'll have to ask.
I'll have to ask the better half, maybe, or I'll have to ask my wife. Someone will say, well, I'll have to ask the battle axe, but I never use that expression.
Would you say, I'll have to ask my husband?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say, I'll have to ask my husband? Or would you say, my man?
Well,
my mister?
What would you use if he'd ask you to do something for you? You'd say, well, I have to ask
my husband.
And you wouldn't say my woman or my missus or the missus?
Well, sometimes, maybe for a joke, I'd say, well, I'll have to ask the missus.
That'd be for jokes.
Just jokes, you know.
Okay. A woman whose husband is dead is called a...
Well, that would be a widow, wouldn't it? Yeah, it'd be a widow.